This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, don't forget, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our bulk mail drivers out there, Felix and the gang with the mail service, and let's not forget about our suicide jockeys, Tom and his crew out there hauling the gas and the diesel, so we got petrol to go where we need to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And while you're over there on that page, take part in the poll. We have a poll there, Florida 13 Congressional Race Primary Poll. We got the four candidates that are running on the GOP side, and we would like to know who your preference is. There's a number of votes have been cast already there. Do that and see what happens. Okay, now, well, you can also find us on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, True Social. We're on Twitter. And all the different ways to find us at Captain's America. That's our call sign over there. Our secret handle at Captain's America on all of those. And don't forget, we're also on Instagram. Now, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website is also available. The Captain's America Third Watch. .com, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, and joining us right now, with that cast of thousands on the porch awaiting this name, it's none other than Frank Savala from the UndergroundUSA.com website.
Mr. Cass.
They've been waiting patiently for you to come along. All right, thanks, guys. Okay, well, it's a beautiful night in the neighborhood. It's 80 degrees down here, clear skies, and they've been out there just conversing away, having a good old time. So there you go. Now, are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. By the way, God was working in a mysterious way, even though four people are dead, including the shooter, three people killed by the shooter in an Indiana mall shooting late yesterday. He was stopped. The shooter was stopped by a good Samaritan with a gun who pulled out his gun and dropped the guy, shot him dead right there. Otherwise, this was going to really be bad. He had a bunch of ammo with him, and he was in the food court, and he was just getting ready to open fire on everybody.
Well, this just goes to show you that weaponry in the hands of good people does good things when it needs to be used. Weaponry in the hands of bad people is never good. So when you have gun laws instituted to shackle the hands of the good people, bad people get away with stuff. So bravo to this guy. And it's just one more piece of evidence that says people who are exercising their Second Amendment rights, who are responsible, who are trained, and who are doing it for the right reasons make a difference for the good.
Now, I can tell you that the young man was 22 years of age, had all the proper training, et cetera, and kudos to him, as you said. The police chief, by the way, stood up and said he is a hero, plain and simple, because there's some people that have reflected, well, we've got to wait and see what the federal government's going to do. They might charge him for civil rights violations. Well, come on, give me a break. Somebody goes into a mall with a bunch of people. They walk into the food court. They open up. That's civil rights. You're violating my civil rights.
Yeah, that's anybody who is bringing up that possibility of a civil rights violation charge is an idiot.
I agree.
And exactly the reason why this, why the country is in such shape that it is.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody is taking somebody else's life and you step in to defend someone's life, that's not a violation of civil rights. That's doing the right thing. That's saving lives. So what was he supposed to do? Sit there and petition him not to do this? Wait for Congress to tell the guy not to do it? I mean, it's just ridiculous to think that stopping someone who's committing a crime is violating their civil rights. It's stupidity on steroids.
So in the midst of the high rate of inflation and high fuel prices and everything else, it seems our Department of Transportation Secretary, who I guess is the front guy for the electric cars, is coming out promoting electric cars. Well, you got to go electric cars right away. That'll solve the whole problem. Electric cars, electric cars, electric cars. Really?
Well, you know, you need to keep gas prices high so that the cost of an electric car doesn't look so bad. So when you're artificially inflating the cost of gasoline, you can push that line of garbage. But this is what happens when you get a has-been, do-nothing mayor who happens to be a special interest demographic as Department of Transportation head. He's got no qualifications for this job whatsoever, but for that he fit a demographic that was needed for the vote during the election.
Yep.
Just like everybody else on this cabinet. No one deserves to be there because no one has any qualifications.
Yep.
And Pete Buttigieg, he's a moron.
Yep.
And the second he got into office, he took his parent leave because his partner had a baby.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch from Frank Salvador, UndergroundUSA.com.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Hoo-ah! We are going to do it. By the way, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, that's their motto. And I'm telling you, people from all around the United States of America go to Moss Nissan to buy a vehicle. Don't think I'm not telling you the truth. Go take a look at the map, and I'll show you where the people have come from. Now, we've had people from not only up and down the East Coast, up and down the Midwest, even the upper Midwest, but as far west as Phoenix, Arizona, to come here to buy vehicles from Moss. Now, I think I know why. First of all, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home to the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, and church pastors, too, get a great deal offered to them because of their service to our country. Now, I can also tell you that Moss Care is also given to the vehicles for the life of the vehicle, which includes free oil changes and tire rotation, and you can't find either one of those most anywhere in the country at a car dealer. It's just not done. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River. The flagship store is in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. Plus, you have Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And a brand new Moss Nissan dealership coming to Brooksville probably around the end of the month or the first week or so of August. We're thinking right now, don't know for sure. We're just speculating, but that's what we're being told. To find out more, you can check the progress at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And that new store is going to be up in Brooksville on State Route 50, just east of the Veterans Expressway. And I will be there for the grand opening, and we'll be doing a radio broadcast from there when we're up there. So hope to see many of you there. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Whatever it takes to be the best in the country. Back to Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, one of the good things yesterday, and we were talking about this at the top of the hour before we went on the air, the Uvalde reports from the state commission that was put together by Governor Abbott disclosed their information, what they came up for conclusions with the 376 police officers that stood by awaiting orders, which resulted in a multiple system failure at the school.
Yeah, it's a dark day for law enforcement, and you as well as I, we support law enforcement.
Yep,
we support the blue line. We just do. But when something happens that is a failure, it needs to be called out, and it needs to be examined, and it needs to be dealt with so that it never happens again. This is one of those times, an incredible failure of leadership. And officers who, while awaiting orders, because it is a paramilitary organization, should have realized that they needed to act. Their training should have kicked in, and that should have been it. If there's a failure of leadership, somebody else has to step up and say something needs to be done and take the lead. So there is a chain of command that was on the scene. Absent orders to do something while people were getting slaughtered, the next in command should have taken control. The big question that I still have, and I don't know why these things exist, is why does a school district have an armed police department? That money can go to the county, to the local law enforcement, even the state, to have a resource officer put in that school that's under the command of the law enforcement jurisdiction where it exists. I don't understand why a school district that is headed up by a school board should have an armed police force. It doesn't make any sense to me. And it's creating a law enforcement jurisdiction that's within a law enforcement jurisdiction that's within a law enforcement jurisdiction that's within a law enforcement jurisdiction. It's stupid.
Well,
and as we see here, there was a chief that didn't know his butt from a hole in the ground, was a political creature, and it cost lives.
Yeah, and he didn't have a radio, and he didn't have a weapon, and this, that, and the other, and he had to go find a radio, and what a bunch of nonsense. But anyway, I'm not going to dwell on this, but I am going to say that there were some huge mistakes made, and that somewhere along the line, they got to make sure that this never happens again, ever.
Absolutely. They need to reexamine responses to incidents like that all the way around. Because otherwise, and they need to do it in a way that is law enforcement focused. While things need to be transparent, because that's where we live, we don't need to telegraph it to people who are going out to buy ammunition to walk into the next school. So let's train our officers, let's train them to operate in an atmosphere of a failure of command so that this doesn't happen and the shooter doesn't know exactly what law enforcement is going to be doing when they decide to do a crime like this. Mm-hmm. We don't need to tell the criminals how we're going to react.
Mm-hmm. Now, Jared Bernstein, who's one of Joe Biden's top economic advisors, appeared on two Sunday shows. One of them was CNN State of the Union. The other was Fox News Sunday, trying to keep the spin going on the administration's poor management of both domestic and foreign policy for the American people, including our financial problems that we currently have. He said that it wasn't the Biden administration's fault for the poor economic conditions now going on, that once again it was a Putin tax and it was the things going on around the world that we had no control over. Oh, really?
Gee, when we were energy independent, when we were making sure that manufacturing was here, when we were making sure our farmers weren't under attack, we were doing much better, and that was just 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that's changed between our ability to be self-sufficient and today is the Biden administration,
mm-hmm,
and their policies. So a bigger line of BS is hard to find on television these days, and there's a lot of BS on television. you know, you could start with the attack, the relentless attack on the fossil fuel industry that has caused every single thing to skyrocket because of the cost of fuel.
Correct. And now they're saying, well, it's going down now. It's going down. Well, really, that's why when Biden got back, it went up $2 a barrel. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it went up $2 a barrel because OPEC told him to go pound sand when he went over there begging for them to turn on the spigot.
That's right.
So what would an intelligent human being do? He would stop catering to his eco-zealot, radically left base and tell the fossil fuel industry he's sorry for attacking them and unhandcuff them.
Mm-hmm.
That would bring the cost of everything down exponentially. And when I heard that he said, well, it's a lack of refinery capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, you're right. So why don't you tell the EPA to back off so we could build some more refineries?
Yeah, and by the way, the Gulf refineries are at 98% production.
Yeah. So if it's refinery capacity, you've just made the case that we need more refineries,
mm-hmm.
Mr. President. Why is your EPA keeping them from being built?
Yeah.
If you love giving executive orders so much, and this guy's issued more executive orders than any president in the United States ever.
Mm-hmm.
If you love ruling by edict so much, tell your EPA to back down, sit down, and shut up, and let the fossil fuel industry do what they can to give the American people relief in the pocketbook all the way around. He won't do it because he's owned by the radical left in this country.
Well, he's going to release another 1 million barrels of oil per day, continue doing that. And while we don't put any of the oil back in the reserve, I might add, the strategic reserve, but he's going to continue to do that. And then what's he doing with that oil? Selling it on the world market.
Yeah, the strategic oil, our strategic reserve that he put into the marketplace went to China. To China.
Yep. We can only imagine where the next part's going to go. By the way, India's in the mix, too.
It is as if he's spitting on the American people with his energy policy.
Of course he is.
Spitting on the American people.
Mm-hmm.
He hates. This administration hates the American people.
Yep.
And anybody who voted for him is an idiot.
Yep. Hold that thought.
Absolute idiot.
Can you stick around for another segment?
You bet.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, I'm going to come back with Frank, and I'm going to ask Frank, if you think we're having fun right now, you wait till we come back, and I ask Frank what exactly Joe Biden accomplished in Saudi Arabia. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A shooting at a mall in Greenwood, Indiana last night took 4 lives, including the suspected gunman, who police say was shot by an armed citizen almost immediately when he began firing in the food court. Greenwood Police Chief Jim Eisen.
It appears that a good Samaritan that was armed observed the shooting in progress and shot the shooter.
With inflation continuing to be a disaster to the American people, Federal Reserve officials have indicated they are likely to raise interest rates by 0.75 percentage point later this month. That's for the second straight meeting. The policymakers will meet on the 26th and the 27th of this month. Four people died after two single-engine planes crashed into each other at the North Las Vegas airport on Sunday. One plane was landing, one was ready to take off. Two people were on board each plane. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, and thank you very much, Jeff, for doing that for us. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, of course, and MyPillow have been offering a buy one, get one extravaganza, multiple MyPillow products. You're getting down towards the tail end, folks, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who changed the quality of their sleep with the MyPillow products, because right now you can get the buy one, get one free pricing on the MyPillow Giza bed sheets. Those are the best of the best of the best. And when they're gone, they're gone. Now, don't forget the Giza Elegance MyPillows, the fancy pillows, buy one, get one. The six-piece bath towel sets, which actually wrap around a big butt like mine. And you can roll and go anywhere with the MyPillows and so much more, too. And by the way, beach towels, holy smokes. You ever see the new beach towels they got? They're great. Now, you can go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN or give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's all it takes. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. And remember, when it's gone, it's gone. You'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Call 800-641-5459 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN. There you go. Okay, back to Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website and podcast. And go over there and find out all the great stuff that he's got going on, because you're always doing something, aren't you, Frank?
Well, we try to stir the pot. You know, but it's always with the truth and with the facts. So, kind of an easy thing to do these days in a world filled with dis and misinformation. And I spell disinformation with an I.
So. Okay. But here we got to go with this one. Because Joe Biden left the Jeddah, Saudi Arabia airport aboard Air Force One
ending his first Middle East visit since taking office. He went over there specifically to try to discuss and get things straightened away with security, energy, and technology. Now, I do know a little bit about the security because they released the open-to-fly zone over Riyadh for all aircraft, including Israel, and we'll get to what that's all about in a minute because people haven't even talked about that yet, but we're going to. But what did he do in the energy area and the technology area? What exactly did he do? I didn't hear anything.
Well, he ceded any kind of leverage that we had to the Saudis. We are now completely beholden to OPEC once again, just like we were during the Carter years. And what the Saudis told us when he said, hey, can you turn on the spigot, was no, we can't. We're not going to help you out with that. And that's what you get when you shoot your mouth off during a campaign to say that you're going to make an oil-producing state and the head of OPEC, for all practical purposes, a pariah on the world stage. Did he think they were going to forget that? The Saudis don't forget things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was an irresponsible thing to say. It was jackassian, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So what he did was he put us in the trick bag when it comes to oil, because he, like I said in the previous segment, he is not going to tell his base to forget it and open up the fossil fuel industry here in the United States. He's just not.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened when he got on the plane and landed here? Oil went up $2 a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's gonna go up again. So any relief we saw at the pump has been short-lived because this idiot doesn't know how to do diplomacy to save his life.
Well, the other thing is they're lying about his trip and what it accomplished or didn't accomplish. They're lying about the economy. And they keep saying that we're not. I must have heard three different representatives of the government say we're not in a recession.
That's because they believe that if they keep repeating it, the people are stupid enough to buy it. Now, that works when you're trying to push an ideology, but when people are feeling the pain they're feeling in the wallet, it doesn't add up. They can't get away with that kind of a lie just by repeating it. And this is all this administration does, is repeat the lie, repeat the lie, and repeat the lie. It's as if they don't understand they're lying and they believe what they're saying. But, you know, it's just this Goebbels type of repetitive messaging in the hopes that if you say the big lie long enough, everyone's just going to start to believe it. Mm-hmm. And it's a manipulation of the American people in an extremely egregious way. It's dishonest. It's not transparent. And it's not what we should be electing to office. So, again, I say, anybody who voted for this guy for any reason, and I don't care if it was the disingenuous orange man bad mantra that the media kept shoving down your throat, another example, if he for you repeat it many times, people start to believe it.
Yep.
If you voted for this guy, you're the problem and you're a moron.
Yeah. Now, it gets better than that because many voters, a vast majority, still believe that cheating affected the 2020 presidential election. And a majority of that majority fear the upcoming midterm elections could be tainted by more cheating. Now, I can't guarantee that it's not going to be attempted, but I can sure guarantee that we know some of the things they're going to do, and we're watching for it.
Well, you've got to be armed with what to do when you find it. As we saw the last election, we had people up in certain areas of the Midwest,
yep,
who were saying, hey, you can't be doing that. And the election officials actually put cardboard up over the windows,
yep,
and said, you're not allowed in here.
Yep.
That can't happen.
Nope.
That can't happen. If this happens again, very radical things have to take place to disrupt the counting of those ballots,
mm-hmm,
until somebody with authority can get in there and impound what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But that said, you want to beat it? Make sure you win by 20 points. There's no way to fudge that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's important to win by 20 points. This needs to be a freaking landslide.
Mm-hmm. And this is going to be this election coming up right now. I mean, I've talked to so many people on both sides of the aisle. Nobody is happy. Nobody is happy. They don't have the money they used to have. They're being told, well, buy an electric car. Everything will be fine. They can't afford the electric car. Well, you'll get a $7,500 rebate back. Yeah, you get a rebate, all right. It doesn't go to you. It goes to the dealer.
If we did everything that they asked, everybody go out and buy an electric car. Just do it. Go out right now and buy an electric car. We'd crash the power grid.
Sure.
It would be like an EMP hit.
You want to hear something funny? They had a bunch of electric charging stations at a gas station here locally, and everybody was kind of looking at each other, and I happened to pull by, and I said to the one guy, I says, what's going on? Everybody looks like there's something going on here. Oh, there's no charge here. We need to charge our cars, and there's no power to the poles here. I thought to myself, boy, am I lucky I'm not driving one of them things.
Yeah, I'm not against technology. I'm not. And I'm not saying the only way that we should ever have vehicles is with fossil fuel. We're not ready. The technology isn't there yet. And the fact that they're pushing this beyond the ability of the technology means somebody's making money off of this.
Yep.
And that we could double down on that because Joe Biden has never done anything or taken any position that doesn't put coin in his pocket or coin into the pockets of his cronies. It's enough to make you want to vomit. And the left is rife with this. Did you see who actually invested and stands to make tens of millions of dollars off an investment in microchips?
Somebody named Pelosi.
Yeah. The guy who drinks more than Nancy Pelosi.
And by the way, that is illegal as all get out.
Yeah, but nobody's going to do anything about it. No one will look into it. The House Ethics Committee won't look into it. The Department of Justice won't look into it. Everybody will look the other way because she's done it her entire career.
And just last year, we had a Republican congressman who had his son go out and make a purchase for him, a stock purchase, because daddy said, go buy this for me, blah, 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 blah. And the kid got caught, I guess, somehow or another. And at any rate, the congressman was not only had to resign from office, but he was convicted of insider trading.
Yeah, so you've got a duplicity in Washington D.C. that is enough to make people's head explode. If you're a Democrat, you do insider trading, you get to be Speaker of the House.
Oh, and he was a Republican too. All right, the guy got convicted. All right, Frank, we'll talk to you on Friday. Great segment.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, undergroundusa.com. Go over there, check it all out, and I'll be right back with more. Patrick Kyle and the Sports Zone Quarterback coming back.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and this portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh in Sarasota. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. And for those of you listening to me around the countryside, if you need some parts for the blinds or the shades or shutters in your house, and you can't find them anywhere, you call up Dominic's at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Speak to them, and I bet you they can find you what you need. And they'll send it right to you. If they've got it, they'll send it. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345. 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend. It's the Sports Zone quarterback that can throw the ball further than anybody I know that can kick it. It's otherwise known as Patrick Hyland. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning to everybody out there in Radio Land. Appreciate you tuning into the show, and hopefully we can bring you some highlights in the sports world that you will appreciate. Well, Captain, yes, it was one heck of a British Open. This kid, Cameron Smith, shot a 64 on Saturday, which was 8-under, and 64 on Sunday for another 8-under, and ended up at 20-under par. Unbelievable to win the tournament. Rory McIlroy, you know, started his day at 16-under, looked good, like he was just going to cruise along and win this thing, and this kid came out of nowhere and won it. So, pretty exciting stuff. you won on the last few holes. And it's funny, on the show yesterday we were talking about Tiger Woods possibly getting into broadcasting. Well, he sent to the NBC On Course reporter John Wood a little text saying, "Hey man, it was up to me. You know, I would find a way to get you 20 under par, and if I do that, I win." And guess what? That's what happened.
Good.
Very interesting, to say the least. So pretty cool tournament. It was the 150th British Open. The Open, they call it now. And exciting tournament for a lot of people to enjoy it, like golf. So switching gears from golf, the walking sport, to the, as you like to say, Captain, go fast, turn left.
Turn left, go fast. Yep, turn left, go fast.
I love it. You crack me up, my man. Bell wins the NASCAR Cup up in New Hampshire. He got his playoff ticket now to see what he can do. Christopher Bell, what a great race he ran. He passed Chase Elliott, who, it was just one of the great racers. Martin Truex Jr. had the pole position. Looked like he might win it, too. Kind of funny, the two guys who thought were going to win it, you know, things yesterday, Rory McIlroy and Martin Truex Jr., just came up a little short. And that's the beauty of sports. There's no guarantees. Anything can happen at any given time. Heading up to our friends in Toronto, Scott Dixon won the, you know, Indy race up in there. Okay. A lot of people started liking Indy a lot more, Captain. It's gotten more popular. And I'll tell you, Mario Andretti, his record now was tied by this kid Dixon as far as wins. So congratulations to him. AJ Foyt, you know, had 67 wins. So a lot of things happening in racing that are a lot of fun for people that enjoy that sport. So,
By the way, what are you pounding on? What are you pounding on?
Nothing.
Okay, because it's like tap, 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 like you're tapping your phone or something.
Oh, no. Huh, interesting.
Okay.
I'm connected. Okay.
Yeah, I thought you were practicing to be a singer, like they hold the mic and they move it around when they squeeze their hand and all that.
Oh, there you go.
I did it my way. Oh, go ahead.
There you go. Well, that's the way to live your life, though, as long as you don't hurt anybody else. Do the right things for the right reasons.
Jennifer.
Hey, they had the baseball draft last night, Captain.
Okay.
And two guys that we know, two of our friends up there in Atlanta, back in the day, Andrew Jones, great ball player for the Atlanta Braves.
Right.
His son was drafted.
Good.
In the first round.
Good.
So good for him. And then Jackson Holliday, for the people that love baseball.
Roy Holliday's son. Mm-hmm.
No, Matt.
Oh, not him?
Holliday. No. Holliday, not Holliday.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
So, yeah. No.
Oh, Hornaday. All right. Yeah. Now I know who you're talking about. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a good little shortstop out of Oklahoma. His dad was a big guy, 6'4", 240-pound ball player. And he's 6'1", 175. So he could be a great shortstop in the future if everything goes his way. So that's pretty
kind of like a Brett Phillips, right?
There you go. Exactly.
Yeah, he got up and smacked a 3-run home run yesterday, little guy.
Yes, he did. Oh, man, that was great. No, a lot of cool things happening in Major League Baseball. The Boston's ace, Chris Sale, he broke his left pinky on the liner by the Yankees. So this kid, you know, he can. Aaron Hicks drilled the ball.
Well, we lost a guy yesterday with a broken thumb. What was it, Ramirez?
Yeah. So, you know, we have All-Star break this week, Captain. So the guys will get a break. We'll watch the home run derby tonight and watch the All-Star game and see how that all plays out here the rest of the way. So that's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And then NFL, they'll be heading in training camp here real soon, Captain. And everybody's excited about football. This time of year, you know, everybody out there's thinking their team has a shot to do something, which is kind of neat, you know. Not realistic, but kind of neat. So.
Okay, so what television network is Gronkowski going to be with?
Yeah, there you go. That's the question of the day.
He'd like his time on the TV.
Yeah, he enjoys it. He's a little bit of a ham. His commercials are funny with his girlfriend, Camille, the Sports Illustrated model. She keeps him in line. It cracks me up, you know, when he gets his big catch. He's like really Gronk. So it's funny. He's going to be a good character. He's going to be good for the sport. You know, he was into that. He had fun doing wrestling and fun doing the commentating. So, God bless him. I won't be surprised, Captain, if the Bucks make a late run to the playoffs and they look good and he's maybe one missing piece to keep him over, that he might, you know, come back out of retirement just to try to finish the year out with his guy Tom Brady and see what happens. Just a philosophy. I might be way off pace, but who knows? Maybe I'll be right. You never know. Sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not, but it's fun to talk about, to say the least. I
think. Okay, well, wrap her up.
Well, if I can help out anybody with their insurance needs, please feel free to give me a call. I'd love to meet with you, love to talk sports with you, love to see if I can save you money. At least once a week, I save people money on their prescriptions. I save them money on their life insurance premiums. I help them out with their monies by moving them into something safe, like an annuity where they don't lose any money. And they'll have small gains, but you'd rather have small gains than lose any money. So feel free to call me, Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052, Patrick Hyland. Captain, always a pleasure. God bless you, and I will talk to you Wednesday morning. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Patrick. Okay, Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback, host of the Sports Zone, and to find out more, go over to the website. Listen to me. Go over to Facebook and check out the Sports Zone page that's over there at Facebook, the Sports Zone. You'll see it. Join the group. Follow it. The podcast is over there for his program and all that good stuff. And they do a good job, Scott and Scott's son, Josh. I call him the sports guru, a.k.a. the short guy. So there you go. But it's always a lot of fun. And you know, folks, just like anything else here in the program, we talk about America. We talk about our God-given rights, and we got to get it right this time around. We've got to get it right. You've got to get involved. You've got to be part of the solution and not be part of the problem. And if you don't want to be, then lead, follow, or get the hell out of our way, because we're coming. We're coming in November. We're coming to take our country back. Now, we're going to get it right because we know what we did wrong back in 2020. And I'll tell you what, these Democrats that think they're going to pull the wool over our eyes again, good luck with that one. Good luck with that one. The wool could be coming off somebody else's eyes this time, or let's put it this way, being put over them because they're not paying attention to what's been going on. We, the people, have had it with this bunch in the White House. We, the people, have had it. All right, I'll be back tonight. God bless America. Go over to the official Captain's America Third Watch page and vote in the poll.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.